First, from the decoder, OpenAI reports AI research interns and warns about its own pace. At the same time, OpenAI reports that AI agents in its own research already handle 3.1 workdays for every human workday, and it says it has reached its goal of an automated research intern. But Chief S. Chintispachuki warns that no lab has a good enough grip on alignment and monitoring to keep scaling at maximum speed.
From Storyflow,
this is your daily audio brief. Theo here,
September 7th, Tech Desk.
Five stories from the last 24 hours, here's where I'd start.
Let's get into it.
The article OpenAI reports AI research interns and warns about its own pace at the same time it appeared first on the decoder.
Next.
Second from AI News.
NG Ship adds AI route optimization as logistics returns accelerate. NG Ship has introduced an AI route optimization and carrier selection module as logistics deployments demonstrate rapid cost and time returns.
The technical module targets global retailers and commercial shippers pairing automated routing algorithms with carrier recommendation systems across international trade corridors.
The deployment arrives as enterprise supply chain operators report measurable operational returns from machine learning tools moving capital allocations away from speculative trials toward production deployments.
Up next, third from the decoder. QNDrive 1.0 tells you why it breaks. Just don't expect the explanation to match the maneuver.
Alibaba's research arm has released QNDrive 1.0, an AI model that handles environmental perception, traffic queue than 8, and route planning in one system.
The researchers show that text image models don't automatically understand three-dimensional space. Spatial awareness has to be trained on purpose.
The goal is a single model that runs both the cockpit and the driving system.
The article QNDrive 1.0 tells you why it breaks. Just don't expect the explanation to match the maneuver appeared first on the decoder.
And then,
fourth from the decoder.
New York City bans AI tools from public schools through 8th grade. Individual screens are off limits through 3rd grade, and so-called companion chatbots are banned at every grade level. For middle schoolers, the department recommends no more than 45 minutes of screen time a day. Teachers can still use AI to prep lessons, but not for grading.
Mirza and Mamdani said the tech industry wants to frame AI education as inevitable, according to the New York Times.
The city isn't going along with that.
Parent groups like Parents for AI Caution call the rules too weak and wonderful two-year moratorium on AI in the classroom.
Next,
fifth from the decoder.
ATOB's AI skills are now a condition for landing a job.
Swiss banking giant UBS is making AI skills a required qualification from 2027 for graduates and interns in global banking and markets, with applicants having to show in interviews how they use AI to improve outcomes and efficiency. Santander is already looking for advanced AI users too, while Morgan Stanley predicts more than 200,000 banking jobs in Europe will disappear within 5 years.
The article at UBS, AI skills are now a condition for landing a job, appeared first on the decoder.
Up next, sixth from the decoder.
How AI wiped out an entire industry in Nairobi.
In Kenya, ChatGPT wiped out an entire business model, writing academic papers for foreign students.
Thousands of Kenyans wrote essays and term papers for students at universities in the US and UK in fields like medicine, computer science, and engineering, sometimes using their clients' university logins. The New York Times reports,
at its peak early this decade, at least 40,000 people worked in the industry in Nairobi alone, according to researchers.
Teresios Bundy, 34, wrote more than 2,500 papers over 12 years and later charged $40 to $70 per text.
And then,
seventh from Towards Data Science.
Why most multi-agent systems fail even when evaluation passes.
How to catch a payload that looks correct but isn't, using a watchdog pattern with working Python.
The post, Why Most Multi-Agent Systems Fail Even When Evaluation Passes, appeared first on Towards Data Science.
Next.
Eighth from Towards Data Science.
I vibe-coded an app in just 2 hours and regretted it the next day. I saved my day with a mere $52 bill.
But you don't have to repeat my mistake.
My daughter is 3 years old. She broke her toy guitar and wants a new one.
Instead of another toy guitar, I bought her a real ukulele.
It's small, lightweight, and perfect for a small girl.
Besides, it sounds way better than the annoying toy guitar.
She loved it.
But I'm the one who played with it the most. I don't know how to play the ukulele.
I was learning and it was fun. One Saturday morning, exactly at 7:15, I got an idea for an app.
That's it for today.
Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings.
Stay curious.
If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.